expulsion. By 1750, the combined population of New France and Acadia was about 52,000. Farming was the main economic activity for both colonies. Farmers in either colony did not actually own the land they farmed. Instead, rich land-owning nobles, called seigneurs, rented the land to the farmers, and often these seigneurs did not actually live in the colonies themselves. In fact, they lived back in France. Thus, the government of New France was essentially feudalistic. Feudalism had died in the early 1500s in England. The English were far more progressive than the French when it came to political organization, and unlike the French, encouraged private ownership of land. Under British rule, the French Acadians enjoyed a number of benefits or perks. They were encouraged to own their own farms. The French birth rate increased dramatically because they weren't being slaughtered. Raids launched from New England stopped, which allowed the Acadians to develop peacefully and uninterruptedly, and Catholics were allowed religious freedom, a right not enjoyed by English Catholics in Great Britain. This is a pretty significant thing that I can't emphasize enough. We'll return to it when we're looking at Canada and the American Revolution in the next section. Despite the golden age that the Acadians were experiencing, they were still a conquered people. In fact, after Colonel Church had taken the colony over, the British had decreed that the Acadians would be deported. Therefore, in the first few years of occupation, the Acadians fully expected to be expelled at any time. Louis XV had even gone so far as to encourage Acadians to move to Fort Louisbourg. Come on, guys, let's move. Yet, few Acadians actually moved to Ile Royale. They were farmers, not fishermen. As time passed, the British recognized the economic importance of the French presence in Acadia. Without the French, who would farm the fields and feed the English settlers? And without the French presence, what would stop the Mi'kmaq from massacring the English settlers like what had taken place at Lachine or Chenecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatecatec the Louisbourg colony would have become the strongest French colony on the continent. So if the Acadians couldn't be deported or allowed to leave voluntarily, the Acadians would have to swear an oath of loyalty. Sounds simple, but you'll see just how difficult it was to accomplish.